Welcome back to War, Part 6. Last time we were looking at the unholy trinity that I thought would be the sequential type of order of things before the last days. The mark of the beast was introduced, etc. And they were the world economy, representing the father of money, the world government, the son of authority and dominion, and world religion, the unholy spirit of worship. And I was positing that these things need to roll out in this particular sequence. Not that I'm trying to formularize it, obviously, but that is what scripture kind of shows you. Controlled money, first of all, the world economy, and then a government can step up to the plate and control the governance of not only the money, but everything else, working in tangent with each other, eventually, ultimately leading to the final goal, which is a world religion where people would take the mark of the beast and worship Satan himself. This is in direct opposition to the Trinity itself and part of Satan's plan to copy and to mislead the world. Now we're going to focus a bit on the world economy, where we're at right now. So it's my opinion that there has to be a world economy established first. Now, whether this is done as an official declared group, you know, I doubt they're going to announce, hi, we're the worldeconomy.org. But who's to say? We don't know if they're going to actually literally form a world economy that is centralized, everybody buys into and so forth. Or it could be the instruments by which the economy runs. It could be behind the scenes sort of effectual working. Don't want to necessarily focus on that because that's not really the point. But the love of this money will be the root of all kinds of evil. So Mammon has to control everything since it is what makes the world go round, right? As the song goes. If you can take down the economy, you can take down people. If you can control the economy, you can control people because they need money to survive, so to speak, in the flesh, in the worldly manner, not in the spiritual sense. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. In him we live and move and have our very being. So the answer is, for the world system, it requires this mammon to go round and to be circulated, needs to be controlled in order for them to control the world, the global economy. Matthew 6:24, Jesus says, no one can serve two masters, for he either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. We who know Christ don't serve mammon. You may use it in the world system, but you don't serve it and bow down to it. Revelation 13:16 goes on to say that he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Famous 666. People have pontificated, you know, at one point they thought it was Ronald Reagan because Ronald was six letters, Reagan was six, and his middle name also had six letters, and all kinds of nonsense, positing who was the Antichrist and this sort of thing. Including today's version of that is, you know, the vaccine is actually the mark of the beast. That is not so. But it is interesting that the number is outlaid for us in Revelation. Daniel said, was told to seal up the book until the time of the end for it to be revealed. Revelation says, look at the book. Come up here, John. Let me show you these things which are to take place. So we know that the book is no longer sealed, if you will. It is opened up for us to know the signs of the times, not the hour or the day. 1 Kings chapter 10 is the story about Solomon who gave the queen of Sheba everything she desired. And it accounts in verse 14 of 1 Kings 10 that the weight of gold that came to Solomon yearly was 666 talents of gold. Here again we see the same 666 number occurring if you're a student of Bible numerics, which is in opposition to numerology, which is divination. You will see that numbers do play a role and factor into all kinds of different things. But it specifically says the weight of this gold that came to Solomon was 666 talents of gold. Besides that, from the traveling merchants, so here we have money again, merchandise, from the income money of traders, from all the kings of Arabia, and from the governors of the country. Here we see how government now fits into the role as part of that system. The point really here is about the power of money and mammon to wield. And in the last times, this controlling mechanism, irrespective of its form, whether it's going to be digital or otherwise, will be used to control and place into slavery mankind into that system, just as Pharaoh did with the Israelites. What is happening now about the current world monetary system is playing into this. If you were around in the 70s for Jamaica, when Prime Minister Manley was the Prime Minister at the time, they used to have a thing that says IMF, because the IMF was controlling the Jamaican economy and forcing Manley into a bunch of different policies, which could be quite nefarious through the politicking of whatever. I'm not taking sides politically. I'm simply stating the facts that were. But they used to say IMF stood for is Manley fault. It's Manley's fault. In other words, the economic crunch was a direct result of Manley's policies, so hence IMF is Manley's fault. Well, I'm going to take the same IMF, but I'm going to call it's Mammon's fault. And here is another IMF, it's Mammon's facts. Let's look at what is the current world economy factually now. We're going to move outside of scripture to look at what's happening in the world, some of which, if you're willing to do the homework, will absolutely stun you that this is really happening. There is an organization called the World Economic Forum. Please take a look at it yourself. Google it, worldeconomicforum.org, and just take a look at Mr. Schwab's manifesto and who is really involved in this. Some of the names you recognize instantly. Some have been sort of coming to the surface. Some you may not recognize. But look at their agenda. Look at their manifesto. Look how it ties into all kinds of other nefarious activities and how it ties into very things like health, COVID, AI, technology, governance, etc., etc. All under the guise of we are the world, kumbaya, everybody get together and so forth. Let's make a beautiful world and so forth. Take a look yourself. Don't just believe what I'm saying. You look at it. In particular, look at the wheel. There is something called the wheel, and it's a circular graphic that you can click on each element and it can bring up a bunch of things. If you want more information on that or anything I'm saying here, please feel free to contact me, and I will be delighted to give you those links. There's also an article you can look at. It is a patent that Microsoft has registered, that is the 060606 patent, that describes tracking brain activity to mine cryptocurrency. Oh, yes. So what Mr. Gates wants to do is to hook you up to like an ECG type of set of nodes, and you sit there and use your brain activity to mine cryptocurrency instead of the normal method, which is a computer grinding out the electrical part of the equation, which is better for climate change, blah, blah, blah. Let's just use your brains by connecting you to something, and then he'll reward you. He'll give you some, you know, here's a couple of peanuts for you to sit there and, you know, and brain drain you completely. These are things that are taking place. It's like straight out of a movie, a horror movie, and we're sitting here going, how wonderful we all are for how advanced technology is. Knowledge has abounded in the last days, as Daniel 12:4 says. It certainly is that way, isn't it? And if you doubt the article, that you may Google on your own, look for patentscope.wipo.int. Do a search for the patent and you'll find it, 060606. I can send you those links directly as well. And then if you look at things like The Economist magazine, notice these are all, you know, centered on the financial world. You will see a beautiful article there about China and the IMF head, who they're now saying is extremely corrupt. As of the recording of this today, there's something that's just been released called the Pandora Papers, which is how multiple well-known dignitaries, politicians, etc., have been hiding their money, trillions of assets, in secret accounts all over the world. And where did this money come from? Where are these assets, you know, if their salaries they're supposed to be earning? So here we see mammon at work. The love of mammon is the root of all kinds of evil. And in order to protect their interests, they have to do all kinds of things. So controlling this is an important part of the next step of governance. Now, are we moving to a digital cashless society? This is where elements of things like blockchain come into play. And I know it sounds like, oh my goodness, this is glossy stuff. Blockchain, what the heck is that? Well, it's an interesting thing. I've tried always to educate myself, just even with the overview and basics, so that I can grasp the concept to, you know, be able to look at things in a general knowledge, is what we used to say in school. Get yourself some general knowledge so you have an idea, so that you just don't look at things in a vacuum. But blockchain is certainly moving. It started with Bitcoin. It's a technology protocol, software system, etc. And it is the way of the future. Banks are now being going to be adopted. It is what is known as an immutable ledger. And for that, there are many benefits, but of course, there's also all kinds of other issues. Governance is one of those issues. How about now incentives for credit, social, and other scores? Did you know that China has a credit score, a social credit score, to reward or punish its citizens based on what they classify as good behavior? So in a dictatorship, of course, you can always say, hey, listen, this is what's good, this is what's bad, you decide what it is, and you will punish someone if they don't toe the line. That's a social credit score. Just as you have your financial credit score that tells you whether you're qualified or not to apply for a loan, so too, is there now coming fast upon the world a credit score that will be pegged to the blockchain system, that will be there permanently stored, the data. And then you will be ranked and rated. And things like, for instance, vaccine passports, things such as your regular passport, your digital wallet and money, will all be tied into one centralized system that will be controlled by the powers that be, so to speak, who will be globally connected and to create this world economy that will dominate. Whether we end up with a one world currency or not, I cannot tell you that. But the main point is that as we once see this unfold, the next step is going to be world governance. But I don't want anybody to think that the mark of the beast is actually here necessarily right now with digital currency or vaccines or any such other thing. But the economic controls will be the trade of the mark and an eventual trademark, such as a logo or branding, may or may not be introduced to sensitize humankind into the next phase. And a single currency may emerge bearing a trademark of its own. But if you even look at the US dollar now, it has Illuminati symbols all over it to begin with. So we've had this from day one. It's not like this is brand new. It's just speeding up. Mammon and a world economy control is really the evil father of greed and avarice, if you will. And if you love that and serve that, then you are selling your soul. Mark 8:36 says, what good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? this father of the unholy trinity of mammon, world economy, is in contrast to God the Father, who, when you serve him only, love him only with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, he provides for your daily bread and preserves your soul. Next up, we're going to be talking about world governance, how that ties in, but hope you got the general gist that there has to be a world economy control first before any of these things step into play. The idea being to make you aware, not to cause you to fear, but to make you aware so that you do care and you can prepare. Father, I pray that as people have heard, they will do their own homework, do their own research. They only need to do a certain amount to be aware. They don't need to become professors of Google and what the economist says and what the Chinese social credit is, but that, Lord, you will bring the information and the revelation to them so that we know as a body we can begin to team together, Lord. We can begin to pray together. We can begin to move out in evangelism together. Ultimately, Lord, this is about the war that's coming, the war we're in, but that we, the peacemakers, will have the authority of Jesus Christ as we move out towards these last days. I pray your blessing and your protection and your peace, Lord, and that we may not be fearful of what the mark of the beast is, Lord, if we are here during tribulation to come. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.